皆さんこんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We dance to the beat of our own drum. We embrace what's human and what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
Hello everyone, welcome back to You Do You. Today, Hannah and I will be talking about finance, which seems like a topic that we've covered, but we actually haven't, and there's lots to talk about, so we'll talk about that today. 皆さん、こんにちは。本日は、意外とまだ喋ったことがなかったファイナンス、お金問題について、Hannah と一緒に喋っていこうと思います。
Money, money, money!
Yeah, all about money.
Yeah, it's one of those subjects that I feel that can be quite uncomfortable to talk about sometimes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in our last episode, we were talking about things that makes us feel uncomfortable talking about. And I think that's also why we came up with the idea of like finance. But this was a topic that we could, you know, actually do a whole episode about.
For sure, for sure. でもさ、なんか花は良い例ではない。についてでも。まあ、頑張るね。I'll just speak honestly about what I do. Don't take it as advice.
Yeah.
But I think there's lots of ways to do your personal finances or lots of ways to live. And I think as both of us don't really...We work for ourselves. I think there's a little bit less job security, well, not job security, but like financial security sometimes. We don't get maybe the benefits of like health benefits working somewhere, like, you know, other kind of sorts of like pension, health insurance, dental, all of those things that I just dream of that I've never had. I mean, you know, you used to work for the government before.
Right.
So like full time. So, I mean, making that shift must have been a bit of an adjustment for you.
Well, I think it has both its advantages and disadvantages. And as you said, there is a lot of insecurity regarding like insurance and things like that. And, you know, also like how...well we do with our work kind of bounces right back to like how our financial situation will be. But that being said, I feel like that also is an advantage because when I used to work for like companies and the government, you know, on your salary day, every single month, you get this amount that you're already told from the beginning, which might be a lot, or it might be not enough. Like, that depends on, like, where you're working for, what your status is. But you do have the security that it will always be paid into your bank every single month. But there is also the limit of the amount. It's not like if you work really, 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 really hard that month, you'll get, like, triple the amount of your salary. You always get the same amount. But I think if you're working for yourself, or, like, if you kind of have, you know, the...if you're able to control like your work and like how you work and like the financial issues, I feel like there's also months that we can earn a lot more than being in companies or like, you know, belonging to some like organization. So I think it's like, yeah, like the financial situation can go really high, but also really low. So it's kind of like a roller coaster, which is also good and also a very, you know,worrying thing.
Yeah, sure. And also worrying.
そう、なんか今花がそのまあなんかファイナンスで金銭問題っていうので、まず給料っていう切り口でテーマを出してくれたんだけど、そうだね、なんかその花も私も経営者だから、逆にその企業のまあ、もともと既存の企業の会社員とか、まあ、その一つの社員として働いている 立場とはちょっと違うから、でもなんかそういう人たちってある意味その毎月給料日25日とか30日には給料が決まった額振り込まれる、いつどれくらい振り込まれるか分かるっていうその安心感っていうのはあるけど、逆にその月2倍3倍4倍と頑張ったからといって、まあもちろんその分残業代は入るかもしれないけど、めちゃくちゃその分まあ年収をがっつり上げれるとか、そういうまあなんか挑戦もある意味ちょっと少ないのかなって思っていて、で逆に私たちってその自分たちがどれだけ頑張ったかが割とダイレクトに跳ね返ってくるところがあるから、その分こうすごい不安定で、でかつねこう恵まれないっていうか、欲しいみたいないろんな制度がこう受けれなかったりもするけど、逆にめちゃめちゃ頑張ればすごい跳ね上がったり、その年収をすごい自分で底上げできるみたいなメリットもある。大変だけどそういうメリットもあるのかなって私は思ってます、う
ん、大変ね。なんか自分の能力と自分のなんか会社を信じる必要があるよね、うんうん、あの、うん、if you bet on yourself, like you really have、right. to not have that kind of、self-reliance that、right. I believe in what I'm doing.
Right.
Because I think if you don't have that, I think maybe working at a company is easier, maybe.
Right. Right, right.
Yeah. I've never think, worked yeah, for a big company. I think
it's what makes you...happier, because I think maybe for some people, like not having the challenge but having the security makes that person happy、mm. and then in that case I think working in corporate is a suitable place, whereas、mm. if somebody feels happy having the challenges, then that's also one way to live. But I think it's really stressful if somebody doesn't like the challenge but they are kind of in that challenging position、
mm.
financiallyand they're not really like believing in themselves as you said, or you know, yeah, if you're stressing yourself too much with that financial situation, then I think that's probably a sign saying that's not a suitable way for you to work.
Yeah, it's a funny challenge though, because I feel like for you and for me, I think with both of our companies, we have a really, really strong kind of story behind it and a mission. Basically, we're on a mission, right. You and I.
Yeah.
we have something that we really believe in, and there are things that we want to change about the way that our industries are, or about the world and the culture and society that we live in. So that in itself becomes a really big motivation.But let's say if I was doing, I don't know, like if I was just working at, in education, but like in it for someone else, I don't think I would have that same drive. So I think there's something about hoping for a better future that also becomes a really, really big motivation. I know that sounds really big, and but I think the why is really big for us. Although saying that, like when my friends have like UQ, I'm so jealous. I'm like, what is this paid holiday situation? Like I've never had paid holiday in my life.
I don't know. I guess for me, like since I've experienced both, I don't really think like,oh, these paid holidays, urayamashi, because I had it once, but I let it go with my own, you know, decision. And, like, on the other hand, like, I just hated waking up at, like, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. And going to that crowded train, like the Main Densha, you know, in Japan. Yeah, and, like, I'm really not a morning person, so, like, waking up in the morning is just really, really super stressful for me. But, like, right now, like...I can control my own schedule. I can wake up, like, I mean, basically whenever I want. And, like, I don't have the paid holidays, but I have the freedom of, like, sleeping in. Or, you know, like, if I want, I can take, like, 3 days continuously off without, like, asking anybody's permission. Whereas, like, when I was in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I had to, you know, make a whole document of, like, saying, like, why I want to, like,go back to Japan for 1 week and like, you know, like everything. It was so stressful for me. So yeah. So every situation has, you know, its ups and downs. And I think because I've experienced both, I don't really compare either anymore. I'm kind of satisfied with where I am, but I think it's also because at the very beginning of starting my own company, nobody knew who I was. So I just had like my brand, like my company, Keluna, and that was it. And they didn't know like who was the person behind it. So basically my only income was the salary from Keluna, because I also, it's not like for Keluna, it's not like freelance, but I decide like my own amount of salary every single month, and that comes in like whether the sales are really good or not, like it automatically comes in. But we can only change that salary amount 2 times a year. So I made it really low because I was afraid that if I set it really high, like I didn't want to like sacrifice that like with my own salary. So I did it very low. So I only had that at the beginning. So like obviously it wasn't enough. So that kind of stress, that was like part of my stress, because, you know, I kind of had to give up a lot of stuff that I took for granted before. But now, because like we're in our fourth year and nearly our fifth year, I think it's come to the point. Thank you. I think it's come to the point where I kind of, people know a little bit more who I am. So like I have a lot of opportunities to like teach at schools or like do public speaking and things like that. And that doesn't, like that financial income doesn't go to Keluna, but that goes to me as a personal account. So as long as I have that, that kind of adds on to the Keluna salary. So like then it goes to the point where I'm kind of, you know, satisfied with the balance. So yeah, I think that's why now I can say like I'm pretty satisfied with like everything in terms of like finance and work work balance and everything. But it did take a few years to get to that point to, you know, kind of promote my own self to get more jobs related to that. And for me, like that's really fun. Like for me, like teaching at schools and doing, you know, public speaking and speaking in companies, like I find that really fun and interesting. So it's not stressful at all that I can earn money like in addition to Keluna from that activity. But maybe for some people, like they might be doing it because like their actual salary is not enough and they're kind of forcing themselves to do it, and then that I wouldn't say it's a suitable situation. But for me, like I enjoy it. So I think it takes time to understand like where your financial balance is, like satisfies you like mentally.
Right.
Because for some people, like I guess like for some people, they need a lot of money to be satisfied mentally, and that's not a bad thing. And for some people, like that might be, you know, a lot of amount, but they don't care like what the work content is. Like they don't mind working at somewhere that they're not satisfied with, as long as they can get a high salary. Yeah, because
work is work, and then they have the money and
Yeah, as long as they're paid highly, like they might be satisfied and not stressed. So I think that's also like one perfect answer if they're not stressed with that situation, as long as they can get money. And for some people, like it might mean, I think for you and I both, but it's more about the content of the work. But then again, it's not like, as long as you can do something that you love, you're not doing it for volunteer. So it's not like, you know, you don't need the money. You always need the money. So it's kind of hard to, you know, make, understand like where that balance is for yourself, because you can't really copy somebody. And I think it's just stressful to get to the point where you know where your balance is.
I'm very unbalanced right now.
Oh, really?
Because you were saying before about like zangyo and stuff like that. So I was just wondering, like, and waking up late and stuff like that. So like, do you work more or do you think you work less? I think I work more than like office job hours at the moment.
For me, it really depends. Like during the spring and summer, I probably work more. During autumn and winter, I probably work way less.
So it was quite seasonal for you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's really seasonal, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. And then during like the autumn times, like when you do like more speaking, or is that when things just go a bit quiet and you chill a bit more?
I think it just goes a bit more quiet, and also that's when I tend to go on the business trips because I'm not as tied up to Japan as the spring and summer. So yeah, but at the beginning, that was also another thing that I was really insecure about, because it's like as soon as it hits autumn or winter, it's like the sales go down, and I'm like so nervous that everything has, you know, disappeared and everything is, you know, finished. And but now that I understand that everything is seasonal, it just all comes back in the spring. So I just try to do all the manufacturing while I can.
I have the same thing. I think it's this time of year, a lot of our students, they like finish, or they just had their final exams and stuff.
Yeah.
So we say bye to many people, and then there's always like, will more people sign on? And they always do, but it's always scary that in between time, like, I get stressed thinking about it. But going back to money, how are you with saving?
It's not like I have a huge amount of savings, but I actually do think I plan a little bit ahead, because when I graduated my bachelor's, I wanted to go straight into grad school to do my master's, but like the problem was that I didn't have enough money to go, and so I had to work in the private sector for a few years to save up money. So I think that kind of made me realize that I need to plan ahead and save a little in order to widen my options, because you never know like when you want to, you know, study abroad or like do something or have a gap year and things like that. So I think from the beginning of when I started working, I was already in the mindset that I kind of have to need to save up all the time. And when I did go to grad school a few years later, I used up all my savings because I did it both in Japan and the States, which wasn't planned. So it costed more than I thought. So, and then like at the end of the time that I graduated grad school, like I didn't have any savings at all. So I also, I freaked out. So I was again, like the moment I started working for the next company, it's like, I really need to save because, you know, like I'm 2 years behind my batch, like the friends from university. So, and I used everything for going to school and going to the States. So I really need to start saving up. And I did. And I think it's just that some people use money when they're really stressed, you know, like for like stress buying and like buying a lot of things because they're busy. And I think that's absolutely no problem at all, like if that's the way that they reduce stress. But I think for me, like, it's stressful to use money. So like I kind of, my ways to reduce stress is to save money and then see that number and say, okay, I have enough savings, I'm not going to use it, I'm very satisfied with this number. So I think that's just the way that it works for me. But my parents were telling me, like, if you die one day in a traffic accident or something, like you're gonna regret it because you haven't used like any of your savings, and you just keep saving up and you might, you know, just die not using anything.
So, I'm so surprised that your parents are advising you that.
So they're like, sometimes you have to use it to like buy nice clothes, or like, you know, like do something fun, or like, you know, like buy makeup or something. I don't know, but like my mom was saying that, and she was saying like, you have to, you know, invest in yourself more, because otherwise I don't know, which is like saving is good, but also like using it for your self investment is also good. So it's not like using money is a bad thing, but I think I had the mindset that using money is not a good thing. So that's why I just kept on saving and saving during my 20s. And now like after my 30s, I think like I've gotten to the point where I spend and invest when I need to, but I also do save up to some point, because again, like, I never know, like, when I want to use money. And, like, for example, last year when I froze my eggs, I was pretty it was pretty expensive, but I was glad that I had enough savings to do that. So yeah. I think it just, you know, widens your options. It gives you choices. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Mm. How about you?
Me? What was the question?
How do you save your money? Like, are you good at it? Or
I used to be much better about, like, separating, like, when my income came in, I used to separate it into different pots. Mm. So I used to think, okay, so I've got my rent, so that will probably be about, ideally, like, I think the goal has always to have the rent lower than 50%, like, much lower than 50%. But, like, yeah. Recently, like, it's just not been possible. And I think living in London makes it also not possible.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But I'd also make a pot for, so spending, like, as I needed, so, like, on groceries and things like that. Yeah. Then another pot for savings, another pot for long-term savings, don't touch. Mm. So I put money into that don't account, touch. But it never cut. Yeah, that's literally what it's called. Long-term saving, don't touch. So money can go into that account, but it can never leave. So right. The other saving account is more for, like, I don't know, like, not that I have a car, but, like, if I was to buy a car or something. So it's for buying big things. And then there was another pot for education. I always think that education is always worthwhile investment. I think that's something that I've always been happy to spend money on. Whether it's, like, short courses or, you know, I mean, I've been to university so many times by this point, it's a bit silly. But and then another one for fun, very small percentage. Fun as in to go out and have fun, so, like, fun stuff, but, like, a really small, like, quite a small, but I know that money's there for having fun. So, like, it didn't feel icky doing all the budgeting because I knew that, like, I had that to, like, go have a meal out with friends or something. So a tiny percentage would go to, like, fun. And another small percentage would also be to for giving, actually.
Right.
So anything that was about giving back, or it could be to do with charity, or it could be to do with anything, because I can't remember which book I read at what point, but something about, like, the circulation of money, like, money standing still and money moving and paying forward. So I always had, like, a small percentage of that. But now that I'm back at university again,
pay forward,
and I have university expenses, like, I'm going down, girl. I'm a sinking ship.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to reduce my work hours.
It's really hard. It's really hard when you're a student, definitely.
So I'm on full-time job, full-time student, and I'm still probably not earning enough right now. I guess because I've got some savings, it's okay, but it is scary to see those disappear, and I'm not, like...
Yeah.
I think I'm not in a position where I can go, like, Mom, Dad...
I know. I mean, yeah, like, when I went back to grad school, also, like, I was using my savings and everything, and but at the same time, it's not like I'd want to do a part-time job and reduce the time and hours where I can actually study, because I paid to study, and it doesn't make sense if I reduce the hours of studying, because, you know, like, well, then what's the point of actually going back to school? So that's why I kind of endured being poor, but instead I worked really, really hard so that my grades would be high enough so that in Japan, in Japan, the scholarship is really bad. Like, they don't have enough, kinds to give, like, the Japanese government to the Japanese students. So it's kind of like a loan. And they say scholarship, but it's basically a loan because you have to give it back. So I was taking that partly. But if you're in, like, the top 5% when you're graduating, then
you don't need to return it.
You don't need to, yeah. So I thought that made more sense, like, if I, instead of doing a part-time job, like, if I worked really hard and good, you know, finished with good grades, then I wouldn't have to pay back. So I wouldn't have to worry about the loan anymore. So, yeah. But it's really stressful financial-wise going back to school, I think. Yeah. And then again, like, you know, it's like your friends who are the same age as you, like, they're not back at school and, you know, they're like, they've continuously been working. So, like, the level of, like, where you go out or, like, where you eat or what you do or, like, how much you spend when you're going on vacation is, like, basically their level because most of them are working. And it was just me who was a student. So it was really hard to keep up sometimes. But then I also didn't want to say, like, guys, like, I'm a student, so I don't have money, so I can't join you today because I don't know, but I just somehow didn't want to say that.
Because you're proud. I'm not proud. I just say, bimbo desu. Well, I don't say it in that way. I guess, like, I just got to pick and choose the things that I join in on, right?
Right.
Which is annoying.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess that's how it is.
Yeah.
I think even when...
Yeah.
Even when, like, I was in, like... in Japan with some other groups and stuff like that, even within the groups of people working, there were always some people who would go, like, who were earning more than other people within, do you know what I mean? So some people who would go, like, full out in, like, Niseko, for example, and be like, oh yeah, we got this hotel. And some people out of the working people would be like, I can't afford that. So I think that's not just like a student thing. I think that's something that we just
that's
all
true.
Need to be
yeah,
aware
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
some people earn mad money, some people don't,
right?
And some people are broke.
And I think in our early 20s, I mean, there is a difference between each person, but I think for me, like, when I was in my early 20s, the friends that I would hang out with was also like friends that went to the same high school, the same university. So we kind of pretty much had the same kind of financial situation. But I think at this point, when you reach your 30s, it's like some people have had gap years. Some people, you know, have already quit their jobs, whereas some people have gone really, really high in their status at the company. So there's kind of like a big gap between how much one earns, like even between the same community. So I think, yeah, like after I passed 30 or like actually just really recently, like these days, I do feel like there is like, you know, a balance gap between my friends as well when we're planning, you know, to go somewhere.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And some people are like married and have families. Some people like, you know, they work in the arts. Like if you work in the arts, that tends to pay less, you know, I think. It just really depends, which is, I guess, a reason why we just got to be really honest about what we can and can't afford. And like, you know, like, oh, that's a little bit too much for me.
I mean,
oh, I'd love to go here.
The definition of being poor or being rich also differs a lot per person, I feel like. Like recently I talked with a friend and when she was in her 20s, like she earned a lot, like really a lot. Like she was kind of famous, so that's why she earned really a lot. But now that she's not that famous anymore, she keeps saying that she's really, really poor.
It's relative.
And like she's always stressed.
Okay.
And yeah, but like when I actually like hear her income in details, it's actually still way beyond average of our generation or like our age. So I think it really, the definition really differs between person to person, I think.
Yeah, and I think also it just depends on what your means are. I feel like, you know, a lot of people experience that when they start earning more, they start spending more. And I guess it depends on the kind of lifestyle that you become accustomed to. I don't know, like, I know I joked about saying, I'm broke, I'm bimbo, whatever, like, but, you know, I live in a comfortable house, like, I eat the food that I like to eat, like, it's not, you know, I can afford the medication if I need the medication and stuff like that, so it's not a big, big issue, but it is interesting that, like, yeah, it is relative, it's what you, I guess, as your means increase, so does most people spending, even if they don't plan it that way.
Right.
But, like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the people next door and all of that, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah. I love, like, have you ever used Splitwise?
Also, yeah.
Splitwise. I just went on holiday, and I think that was also really great. Like, Splitwise is, like, an app that, like, when you go on holiday with people, or like when you're spending with friends and things like that, you just put it in and it splits everything for you, or it keeps track of everything.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I was just thinking, with this conversation about, like, you know, when you're saying about going on holiday, or like, you know, spending time with your friends and everyone's got different things going on, like, isn't it really awkward when like someone doesn't pay you back?
So you've
still not paid me back, I noticed. Did you transfer? I don't see it in my account.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, like, usually they've just forgotten. Like, they're not paying you back on purpose. They've just forgotten, right? But it is awkward.
But for that reason, I'm so grateful for this app, though, because, like, it just makes the financing of, like, a group holiday or whatever so easy and so chill.
I'm going to check that.
Splitwise, everybody.
I also think, like, the value of financial stuff is, it also comes from your family or your parents. Like, not that it would always be the same as your parents, but I think some stuff are based on that, because, like, I remember growing up being a teenager, like when I was in high school, like my few of my best friends, you know, they had a lot of brand stuff, like, not, I mean, being a high school student, it wasn't like Chanel or Prada, but they had a lot of brand stuff which I couldn't afford. I mean, like, none of us could afford personally, because we weren't allowed to have part-time jobs. So we only had, like, you know, the opozukai. And I also, like, asked my parents to buy me these stuffs again and again. But they kept saying, like, we don't have that kind of money. So growing up, I thought, like, I was in a poor family. And I thought, okay, like, I don't know how my parents are paying for school, but, like, obviously we're very, very poor, because, like, my mom can't even buy me this wallet. And, like, I have to suffer this, I have to use this Hello Kitty plastic wallet, and it's, like, it's broken, but I have to use this because I'm very poor. But then I also noticed, like, my parents weigh a lot on, as you said yourself as well, but on education. So, like, they're always willing to pay for, like, you know, studying abroad, like, whether it's a very short-term thing or, you know, I also actually went to Canada to do, like, a language exchange thing, because I did grow up abroad, but I came back when I was in elementary school, so, like, my English was only, like, elementary school level while I was in high school. So, yeah, so, like, they don't ever say no to anything that's related to education. And, like, also when I was in my bachelor's in university, they didn't say no to, you know, going to the States for a year. And also I went to Ghana after that, but they also didn't say no to that. When I went to my grad school for my master's, like, they didn't pay, because obviously I've already started working, like, years before that. So that was, like, all on me. But up until then, I think my parents, you know, paid a lot for my education. So I don't think it's that we were poor, but it was just that they didn't want to spend stuff on, like, clothes and purse and shoes and things like that, but they always wanted to pay for education. So I realize that now, and I'm very thankful for that. So I think, like, when I have kids, I also do want to, you know, widen their options education wise. So that's also the reason that I feel like I do need to start saving up money, because what if I have a child in the future, and what if I'm a single mom, and what if the child says, okay, I want to, you know, go to medical school, which is very expensive here, but I don't want to say, like, no, you can't, because we don't have the money for it. So that's also why I think, like, you know, saving up, or, like, you know, money is important, because I do want to give that back to my child if I do have in the future. But at the same time, like, how my parents also did, I don't want to, you know, like, spoil them with saying yes to anything that they ask for.
That's so funny. You're going to become your parents. But in a good way, in a good way. I think it's a really good thing to instill in your children. Last question. You mentioned investing really quickly. What do you like to invest in?
What do you mean, like, invest as in, like, what do I want to buy?
Well, you were like, oh, for, I mean, like, for saving, and then sometimes, like, I think about where I would like to invest it. So you mentioned it fleetingly, so I just wanted to ask.
Oh, okay. Well, I do kabu?
Shares, stocks and shares.
Stock shares. I was thinking of investing in real estate before. Just reasons being that I used to work for real estate, so I did have like the insight and a little bit of information about that. But with the Tokyo Olympics, that was supposed to, I mean, like, it was a few years ago, so the year after that was actually the Tokyo Olympics. And like with that, everything was kind of bumpy in terms of real estate, and like everything within Tokyo was really bumpy, so I decided not to do it because it was a little bit risky. And then now that, you know, I work for myself, it's really hard to do, hard to buy real estate and invest in it because I don't have like the security. Yeah. So they wouldn't hand it to me. So that went away. That was something that I did want to do, but I couldn't. So I think, yes, yeah, stock is like the only thing that I'll be doing for a while.
Yeah, I think it's so difficult though. As someone who works for themselves, like even when I was like going around trying to rent a place, like they won't.
Yeah.
People won't rent to me unless I have a guarantor. Right. Like, it's crazy.
Definitely, yeah. Even in
the UK? My gosh, yeah. They're like, you need a guarantor.
Okay.
Someone who, your savings, right. So they only count your savings, not that I even have that many savings, but like they only count your savings as like 40%. So they times it by 40% as part of your thing. So they don't really, it doesn't bring that much.
Right.
So I needed to have a guarantor who earned like over a certain thousands of pounds per year to sign on with me. I was just like, thanks, right. guys.
right.
There is that, though, I think.
It's really harsh, yeah.
It is annoying. And I think even for, like, mortgages and things like that, I think I would have a tough time. I wouldn't be able to go via the normal route. I'd have to go via, like, a smaller mortgage broker. Not that I'm there yet, though, totally anyway. Yeah. But, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what the situation is in UK, but, like, in Japan, the annoying thing is that recently my friend, who is a girl, I mean, who is same age as me, she's a female, she is, like, she is the CEO of a company, not as an entrepreneur, but it's a French company in the Japanese branch. So it's pretty big, and she's like yatoware shachu. So like to be, you know, to be a CEO by opening your own company.
Yeah, she was hired as a CEO.
Which I think is a bit harder because to be an entrepreneur, like basically, if you hand in the document, anybody can do it. Like to be a CEO, but if you're hired, like you know, it was a big company. So I think that was a big thing for her. And
congratulations, boss lady.
It's a very and it's a very well-paid company. And actually, it's not recently. It's her seventh year or something as being a CEO. And she decided to buy a house in Roppongi, which is like one of the expensive areas in Tokyo, right? Yeah, so she was going to buy it because like she was like, I can buy it. Like, I can even buy two. And so she went to this place and she decided on which room to get. And then one of her colleagues, or actually, you know, her employees, was a guy, and he was like the shinryu shain, like a freshman of that company, the same company. And he also wanted to buy another room in the same building, which is also fine. But like when these two people talked, like the rate was completely different for the girl.
Yeah, so.
And she's the CEO. And the guy is actually in his just first or second year. But still, the girl had the harder time buying this house just for the reason being that she's a girl. And also because she's a CEO and she travels a lot. And I don't know why traveling a lot is
a problem,
a disadvantage for the... I really don't understand, but...
Mukatsuka.
Yeah, she had like a different rate. And she actually confronted the agent saying, okay, like one of... My employees also wanted to buy the same room and they have a completely different rate. And why is that? And then the real estate person actually told her, I'm really sorry, but it's because you're a female. And that's just how it is in the Japanese market right now. There's nothing that we can do. I feel the anger, but we're just really sorry. That's how it is. And like, she was really frustrated, but she had the money. So she bought two rooms, but she still keeps telling me the story. And I feel like it's just so unfair.
Yeah. And I'd almost not want to give them my being business a either. Female. Be like, I'd take my money elsewhere.
And us being a female and also an entrepreneur, it makes it like even much, much harder to buy a house in Tokyo. So I think, you know, it's just very unrealistic for the
girl moment. I can't imagine owning a house.
I know, I can't either. Oh, I mean, some, maybe
I'd love to, but it just seems someday. Just like such a, it doesn't seem like my reality right now. But anyway,
that's true.
One can dream.
Somebody might give it to us one day.
That would be really nice. For free? I would say thank you and give them a big, big hug. Oh my gosh, Yuna, yeah. Someone messaged me on Instagram asking if I wanted a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah. Really?
They messaged me and they were like, gross. Oh, you haven't... I've already got two girls on allowance, but I'm looking for a third. I was wondering if you'd be interested. I put you on an allowance and just for some advice, but I don't even want to think about what kind of advice that is.
Block and delete.
I mean, it's not in my like red section because it's someone I don't know. But anyway, on that nice note, we don't need sugar daddies. We have ourselves, we have our talents, we have each other, and we have a whole ton of self-belief. And when that's wavering or shaking, we should chat to each other, is what I think.
Definitely. Yeah. Excellent ending. Okay, so... Wow, we talked for 40 minutes. Finance is a thing that we can talk about for hours, I think. But this is it for today. Thank you for listening. 今日も結構英語が多くなってしまったんですけども、ファイナンスについて、まあ、お金についてということで、まあ、なんか話し出したらキリがないトピックで40分と言っちゃったんですけども、今日も聞いてくれてありがとうございます。また次回、聞いてくれるの楽しみにしてます。ではまたね。
またね。バイバイ。
バイバイ。